Welcome back. In this lesson, we're tightening up a jungle switch up in Ableton Live 12 so it lands with that rewind-worthy kind of energy. The goal here is not just to make something hectic. The goal is to make it feel intentional, heavy, and clean enough that when the drop lands, it feels like the crowd has no choice but to react. A jungle switch up is that sudden change in energy right before or right inside a drop. It could be the halftime fake out, an amen cut, a bass flip, a quick drum reset, or a short silence that makes the next hit feel massive. In drum and bass, this moment has to do a few things at once. It has to surprise the listener, stay DJ-friendly, hit harder than what came before, and still feel tight in the mix. We're working at around 170 to 174 BPM, which is right in that classic jungle and DNB pocket. If you want a darker feel, 172 is a really nice sweet spot. The first thing to remember is phrase control. In this style, the bar structure matters a lot. If your edits miss the grid in a way that feels accidental, the switch up loses its punch. So think in one bar and half bar chunks, and use your 16th note grid for the drum work and 8th or quarter note timing for the bigger FX moves. Before we build the switch up, we need a strong foundation. Start with a simple 8 bar loop. Keep it solid, kick and snare, some hat or ride movement, a bass loop, a bit of atmosphere, and one sound that acts like your hook. Don't overcomplicate this part. The stronger the before, the more dramatic the transition will feel. A good way to think about it is bars 1 to 4 for the groove, bars 5 and 6 for tension, bar 7 for the prep, and bar 8 for the switch into the drop. Now let's get into the jungle drums. If you're using an amen break or any break sample, you have two good options in Ableton. You can slice it to a new MIDI track, or you can edit it directly in Audio. Slicing by transient gives you a more natural break feel, while slicing by 1/8 gives you something a little more rigid and grid-based. Once the break is on a drum rack, program a pattern with the main kick and snare slices, some ghost notes, and a few pickup hats. A little timing variation is great here, because jungle needs swing and movement, but keep it controlled. You want loose, not sloppy. Ableton's groove pool can help a lot here. If you want a more human shuffle, try a subtle MPC-style swing or a breakbeat groove. Just don't push it too far. A rewind-worthy drop works best when the rhythm feels alive, but still locked in. Next, design the actual switch-up rhythm. One of the strongest moves is to change the listener's expectation of the groove. A halftime fake-out is a classic. A drum fill into a full break works great too. You can also use a one-beat silence before the drop, or cut the bass for a moment and let the drums carry the tension. Another really effective move is an unexpected reverse fill. The key is contrast. Think in one clear rule break, not 10 different ones all at once. A practical way to arrange it is like this. In the last bar before the drop, keep the groove moving, then introduce a snare roll or hat build, dart or riser or some filtered noise. Then, right before the drop, pull the bass out. Thin the drums for a moment. Add a vocal stab, a reverse cymbal, or a tiny impact. Then give the listener a micro dropout, maybe just an 1/8 note or a quarter note of space, before the new groove slams back in. That little bit of silence can do a shocking amount of work. Now it's time to get surgical with the edit. Zoom into the last two bars before the drop and split clips so you can shape the fill exactly. Duplicate a snare hit to create a quick roll. Add a ghost kick right before the downbeat if you want that pickup feeling. Repeat a break slice a few times to build momentum. This is where the last bar becomes your precision zone. Tighten note lengths, remove stray decays, and make sure every transient has a purpose. And while you're chopping, use fade handles on your audio clips. That's a small detail, but it matters a lot. Tight break edits can click if the clip edges are too abrupt, so a little fade can keep the whole thing sounding clean. Now let's add tension with automation. This is where the switch up starts sounding produced instead of just edited. Automate the cutoff on an auto filter. Bring reverb up briefly and then snap it back down. Increase delay feedback on a vocal chop for a moment. Pull the bass down a little before the drop. Even tiny moves can feel huge if they happen at the right time. For a high-pass riser, auto filter works nicely. Set the resonance modestly and automate the cutoff up across the build, maybe starting around a few hundred hertz and opening it all the way up into the high range. With echo, a synced 1/8 or dotted 1/4 time can add movement to a vocal or stab. Keep the feedback under control so it doesn't smear the drop. Reverb should usually be short and snappy here. Give it a little size during the build, then cut it back hard before the downbeat. The bass switch is just as important as the drums. A rewind-worthy drop often feels massive because the bass changes character right at the transition. Maybe the build uses a filtered Reese, and the drop opens into full range aggression. Maybe the pre-drop is sub-only, and then the full mid-bass slams in after the fake-out. You can build this with Operator, Waveeatable, or even a sampled bass and simpler. A clean bass chain in Ableton might start with Utility for mono control, then Saturator for harmonics, then EQ8 to remove mud, and finally a compressor or glue compressor to keep the levels in check. If you're dealing with the sub, keep it mono. That's a big one. The low end needs to stay focused. You can let the width open up later in the drop, but the first hit should be centered and solid. One of the strongest tricks in jungle and DNB is the fake out. This is where you give the listener the feeling that the drop is about to happen, then you move it just slightly. You might remove the kick and snare on beat 1, play a chopped fill on beat 2, then slam the full drop on beat 3. That tiny delay creates tension, and tension is what makes the release feel massive. It's one of the easiest ways to make the crowd lean forward. Return tracks are also really useful for this kind of transition work. Set up a return with reverb, another with echo, maybe one with saturator or redux for dirt, and one with beat repeat for glitchy pre-drop energy. Beat repeat is especially good if you want a controlled chaos moment. Set it to a 1-bar or half-bar interval, a 1/16 grid, and keep the chance fairly low so it feels like a special effect instead of a constant wobble. As you mix, keep checking the transition in mono. That's a good habit anytime you're working on a big FX moment. If the switch-up loses punch when summed, the stereo effects are probably taking over too early. Keep the first impact narrow and let the width expand after the downbeat. Also, watch your reverb tails. If they run into the drop, they can smear the transient and make the whole thing feel smaller instead of bigger. A really simple but powerful mix move is to automate a small gain dip on the music bus in the last half bar before the drop, then snap it back at the downbeat. It's subtle, but the ear hears that as impact. You're not necessarily making the drop louder. You're making it feel louder by contrast. If you want to push this further, try a few arrangement variations. One classic shape is a groove, then tension, then a fake-out silence, then the explosive drop. Another strong option is a double drop feel, where the first hit is more about drums, and the bass variation comes in a bar later. You can also do a halftime to jungle flip, which works especially well for darker rollers. The halftime groove gives you space, and then the amen cut makes the whole thing snap awake. A few common mistakes to avoid here. First, don't make everything chaotic at once. If the drums, bass, vocals, and FX are all fighting for attention, the listener loses the pivot point. Pick one main event and support it with a couple of smaller details. Second, keep the low end tight. If the sub lands early or late, the drop feels weak. Third, don't let long reverb tails wash into the downbeat. And finally, don't overquantize the break edits. Jungle needs a little human feel, so keep some swing and ghost notes in the picture. Here are a few pro-level ideas you can try. Make the switch up feel lower and heavier, not just louder. A Reese opening up in the low mids can be more effective than just adding more top-end energy. Use pitch drops on a stab or vocal for a more menacing feel. Try crushing the break in parallel with drum bus, saturator, or a touch of redux. Then blend that in under the clean version. And remember to let the bass answer the drums. That call and response feeling is a huge part of what makes jungle and DNB feel alive. Here's a great practice exercise. Build a 2-bar switch up into a drop at 174 BPM using one break, one sub, one Reese or mid-bass, one riser, one impact, and one vocal chop or stab. Make a 4-bar groove, duplicate the last 2 bars, and then create 3 versions. In the first, make the switch up drum-led. In the second, make it bass-led. In the third, strip almost everything out and make it silence-led. Compare which one feels most rewindable, which one hits hardest, and which one stays the cleanest in the mix. So the big takeaway is this: a great jungle switch-up is not about stuffing the transition with more and more stuff. It's about contrast, timing, and control. Build a solid groove first. Tighten the drums. Automate your filters and FX with intention. Keep the sub mono and clean, and use silence or a fake-out to make the drop feel massive. If you control the rhythm, the space, and the low end, your switch-up will hit like it was made to get a rewind. If you want, I can also turn this into a shorter voiceover version, or into a timed lesson script with pause cues.